If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. 64 for the high today. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
More drama?
More drama. Guys, just a little PSA. Like, you reach a certain age in your life and you get older and wiser and you start to realize you don't have to be friends with everybody. You don't have to give everybody your precious time and attention. And if somebody's like upset about that, that's a them problem and you can't spend any time worrying about it.
Right. Not being friends with everyone sometimes is the best thing you can do for your mental health.
Furthermore,
it's exhausting.
Furthermore, if you suffer from anxiety or creating narratives in your own head, that is nobody else's business but your own. And you need to stop involving other people in your own weird narratives and anxieties that you're making up in your own head.
Well, tell us what happened.
Last week, last Monday, literally a week ago today, I got a message from this girl who I've met two times in my entire life.
Okay.
And she follows me on Instagram. I went back to look. I don't follow her. I don't follow every single person that follows me on Instagram. I don't know every single person that follows me on Instagram, right? So it'd just be me looking at a bunch of strangers for my whole feed.
Right.
And she wrote, "Hi, I can tell you don't really want to talk to me, so I'll apologize for whatever I may have done to make you feel that way. I think you're absolutely awesome, and I hope we can be friends one day. I'm sure I'll see you around, and I'll be sure to say hi. But I just wanted to reach out because I wanted to say I don't want to follow or comment on your posts if it's uninviting or makes you feel awkward in any way whatsoever. I hope all is well, and I'll see you around. Keep being amazing."
What did you do to make her feel that way?
I've never... Like I said, I met this girl two times.
Okay.
Maybe it was because I didn't follow her back.
In those two times that you met her?
Yeah.
Did you give her any false hope of potentially maybe hanging out or being more than just friends?
No. Nope. Nope, definitely not. No, not at all. And I even like went as far to invite her to like a workout class that I was going to. She came.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, I've definitely like made an effort to be kind.
Yeah, you've done that with strangers. I mean, I remember you invited strangers who've called up on the show on your boat.
Yeah, fully.
To come hang out.
Yeah.
But did she never got an invite to go on the boat?
I've only met her twice. And I literally responded, I said, "Wait, what? I'm sorry, I'm really confused. I have no issue at all with you. I love seeing you around at whatever event we may run into each other. That's never the case, and I'm sorry if I gave off that impression.
Sure.
I just haven't seen you in a while." And she had like commented on my post right before. I was like, "I saw your comment and I was in the middle of a run, so I hadn't responded yet. Glad you're still crushing it. See you soon."
Okay.
No response. So I think what the moral of the story is here is like, when you reach a certain age, you need to realize, A, it's okay to not be friends with everybody, and you're not entitled to everybody's friendship.
Is there a part in the story here where she let you, you know, started your entire apartment on fire?
Not yet. More to come. Stay tuned.
I'm just waiting for this story to go south real quick.
No, I think it's more of just like a PSA in like the sense of the older you get, the less tolerance you have for others and their anxieties and narratives. And it's just like none of your business. It's none of your business.
So basically what you're saying is you're frustrated because really what this is about is she took nothing and made it into something.
150%. I don't even know this woman.
And
she's almost, like, I can tell you hate my guts and want me dead. I'm like, I don't even know you.
Right.
Never once had more than a 5-sentence conversation with you. You know what I mean?
Well, that, and, you know, I can understand where you're coming from, but from a lot of other people's perspective, they feel like they know you pretty well, even though
Correct.
You don't know them.
Correct. Yeah. And that is fine and well, and I'm very nice and kind to everybody I meet, and I treat everybody like they're special, but it comes to a point where I can't spend an hour with you. Like, I'm there to either do a job, I'm there to work out, I'm there to do literally anything else but do that. So I'm never going to be rude to anybody. But I'm going to give you my 10 minutes, and then I'm going to keep it pushing.
I feel like you owe her an apology.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I just feel like you... I felt like she was trying to open up. Maybe it was a cry for help.
She accused me of hating her. Guts.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the conversation looked like. I wasn't a part of it. But well, I would have...
You were now, because I just read it to you. No response. Sheer ghost.
I'd like to see the interaction you had with her in person.
There was no interaction.
Because you met twice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Two times.
Sometimes your body language towards people is a little off-putting. So I don't. I'm just curious on how she might have taken that.
Are you actively working against me?
Just saying, Breezy. I want to hear both sides of the story. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're right either.
For all the girls that feel as if they owe people something, you don't. You don't owe anyone anything, so stand true to you. And if other people have issues, that's their own issue that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Stand strong, girlies. I'm not talking to either of you.
Why is it going
to
be girly? It could be anyone.
Because you're sitting here accusing me of doing something wrong.
No, I'm not talking, I'm not women as a whole, just you in general. Right? In this particular situation.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I believe you. All I'm saying is that I would just like to hear both sides of the story. That's all.
Joe.
Because guess what? If she called in right now, there's a possibility she'd be like, yeah,
I was going to say, we just need to get her to call in. Like,
again, but, I don't know this woman from Sally on the Sidewalk, so I don't have her number, unfortunately.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Well, let me start off by saying, Breezy, I'm so, so sorry that you're dealing with these tough times.
Well, you know what, you guys? I'm just here to help out other women who might be dealing with unforeseen drama for no reason. And you don't need to worry about it because it doesn't pertain to you. It's not your thing to worry about. The girls who get it, get it. The girls who don't, don't. And that's the end of that. And you guys clearly don't get it.
No, so. Listen, you should see my inbox. I've gotten messages where people are like, hey, I don't know, you know, made me feel uncomfortable. But it just comes with the territory. What are you going to do?
Made you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
That's a task.
Shut up, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.